Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Phil Sang of the USMEF joining us in just a moment. Well, neighbors, Midwest Farm Shows is our longest-running sponsor for daily farm and ranch news email, and they operate the two best farm shows in the state of Oklahoma. Each spring, the Oklahoma City Farm Show, and each December, the Tulsa Farm Show, put on by Midwest Farm Shows. Their show manager, Ron Bormaster, will be glad to tell you more about how you can participate in either show. Give him a call at 507-437-7969, and check our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, on the right-hand column for more details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Every once in a while, life throws us some really tough questions. Like, what's the square root of 3,800,000? Why do we drive on the parkway and park on the driveway? Thankfully, some of the answers are no-brainers. Like the new Your Choice plan from Pioneer. With unlimited talk and text and enough data for everyone, Pioneer's Your Choice plans make it affordable to add up to 10 people to your plan. Visit wirelesspioneer.com for details or call 1-800-641-2732. Pioneer Cellular. Make it your choice.
2013 was a record-breaking year for U.S. beef exports, and it looks like 2014 has the potential to be even a little better. So says Phil Sang, President and Chief Executive Officer of the U.S. Meat Export Federation.
For the first 5 months of this year, we've increased our exports by 9% on a volume basis and 17% on a value basis, and right now we're on a pace basically to probably eclipse $6.5 billion. For a fed steer, basically, an animal presented at slaughter, about $245 a head is the export dividend for that. So it's significant to the viability of the beef industry, and also hopefully it'll be an impetus for expansion in the beef industry, something we sorely need and the world sorely needs.
So what has happened here in 2014 that's allowed us to build off those 2013 numbers?
Well, I think 2013 was very positive, you know, because in February 2013 we had the Japanese go to 30 months, and that was significant. Our exports last year to Japan went up by 56%, so that was significant. But what's happened now is this year China has really increased its imports, and we're seeing China is pulling product in from all sources, and we're seeing India, for example. People don't realize this, their exports are up. They're the second largest exporter of beef in the world, and they're up 17%. I think Australia is up 17%. When you take a look at Brazil, they're up about 13%. Canada's up 9%. So you're seeing increasing demand throughout the world, but you're seeing still this paucity of supply. So this is really driving this.
Tightness of supply is presenting some challenges, according to Phil Sang, to some of our regular buyers of U.S. beef.
Well, I think what you're seeing is, you know, the lack of supply is an important issue for us. We're seeing certain markets like Japan, even though they have the highest duty for beef in the world, they're able to procure the product, they're able to buy the product, but we're seeing in some of the other markets, the more marginal markets, where this does have more of an impact. But we've worked a lot over the last 10 years on new cuts, development of new cuts, less expensive cuts, underutilized cuts, if you will. And so we're seeing that basically to all destinations, we're seeing a pretty high increase. We're seeing the Middle East is down some this year. It's down about 5% from where it was last year. We're seeing some spots in South America down a little bit. But for the most part, our export levels are up, and that's very encouraging given the prices that we have. I mean, you look at the cutout every day here, and it's breaking a record. So I'm amazed that we're able to keep it going as well as we have.
Phil Sang tells us that unless there's some totally unexpected event between now and the end of the year, 2014 looks like another record-breaking year for U.S. beef, especially when it comes to overall value. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
That's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.